It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner today, brought to you by Sonny's Family Diner. Sonny's has an upstairs private dining room that holds up to 50 people. It's a perfect place to host your upcoming baby or bridal shower, your business meeting, or get-together. Call Sonny's Family Diner for more details, 730-4834. Sarah, what are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
So we're continuing our theme week. We're smack dab in the middle of it.
We sure are.
On NFL team name origin.
Yes.
And today we're talking about the Baltimore Ravens. And there is a literary connection, which I just love.
Yes.
Yes.
The NFL loves literary.
Yeah, right? So the Baltimore Ravens were established in 1996. So they're relatively new.
Young kids.
After Art Modell, then owner of the Cleveland Browns, announced plans in 1995 to relocate the franchise from Cleveland to Baltimore. As part of a settlement between the league and the city of Cleveland, Modell was required to leave the Browns' history, team colors, and records in Cleveland for a replacement team and replacement personnel that would resume play in 1999. In return, he was allowed to take his own personnel and team to Baltimore, where they could form an expansion team.
Charm City, they call it.
That's right.
Charm City.
So focus groups, a telephone survey, and a fan contest were all held to help select a name for the new franchise.
Oh, yeah.
Team management started with a list of 17 names from an original list of more than 100. Yeah. From there, focus groups of a total of 200 Baltimore area residents reduced the list of names to 6. And then a phone survey of 1,000 people trimmed it down to just 3. And the 3 choices were Marauders, Americans, and Ravens.
Ravens.
Yeah.
All right.
Finally, a fan contest drawing 33,288 voters picked Ravens, a name that alludes to the famous poem, The Raven, by Edgar Allan Poe, who spent the early part of his career there in Baltimore, and he's also buried right there.
Oh, right there.
Yeah.
Right there at the stadium?
Not at the stadium, but I think real close. The name was announced.
He can hear the games.
He can, yeah. The name was announced on March 29th, 1996. The Baltimore Sun reported at the time fans also liked the tie-in with the other birds in town, the Orioles.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, yeah.
And found it easy to visualize a tough, menacing blackbird.
I never thought about that. The Orioles and the Ravens.
Yeah.
That's fascinating.
That's right.
Thank you, sir.
Edgar Allan Poe also had distant relatives who played football for the Princeton Tigers in the 1880s through the early 1900s. And apparently these brothers were famous players in the early days of American football.
I feel like that's a bit of a stretch,
it
but
is.
Okay.
It is. So the franchise's first draft selection was linebacker Ray Lewis, who quickly became one of the most dominant players in the NFL and helped forge the Ravens' reputation as a team known for its ferocious defense.
Oh, yeah.
In June of 1996, the Ravens sold over 50,000 season tickets in 14 days. Oh. On September 1st of that year, their first ever regular season game was played before 64,124 fans at Memorial Stadium, and that was the largest crowd in Baltimore professional sports history.
Jeez, that was it. They peaked
the
very first game.
Yeah. So the team marching band is called Baltimore's Marching Ravens.
The Marching Ravens.
The Marching Ravens.
When I think of Ravens.
You think?
You ever seen Ravens march?
No.
They tend to fly more, don't they?
Right. Okay. So they began as the Colts Marching Band and have operated continuously from September 7th, 1947 to today. Mm. They helped campaign for football to return to Baltimore after the Colts moved. And because they stayed in Baltimore after the Colts left, the band is nicknamed the Band That Would Not Die.
Ah.
And they were even the subject of an episode of ESPN's 30 for 30.
Oh, really? Really?
Yes. And the Washington Commanders are the only other NFL team that currently has a marching band.
Oh, are they really? Okay.
I guess so. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Why don't we have a marching band? Why don't the Bills have a marching band?
I don't know.
Can we get one?
Why not?
Why not?
I mean, why not?
I'm sure we could
maybe that's put together
that's
a
what's
marching
missing.
Band.
That's what's missing.
Maybe.
The marching band.
Yeah.
That would really buck up Josh Allen.
Maybe it would. You never know.
He likes the brass.
Does he?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. All right. The Ravens have been one of the more successful franchises since their inception, compiling a regular season record of 243-190-1, third highest among active franchises.
Okay.
Yeah. They are also tied for the fourth highest playoff winning percentage at 16-12. The team has qualified for the NFL playoffs 14 times since 2000 with 2 Super Bowl titles, Super Bowl 35 in 2001 and Super Bowl 47 in 2013. Mm-hmm. They are one of 2 teams to be undefeated in multiple Super Bowl appearances.
Is that right?
And that's along with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Right, right. Well, the Buffalo Bills might prove that sometime. No. No. You picked out a record to go along with the Baltimore Ravens, did you?
Yeah, so they are, apparently they're nicknamed Purple Pain.
Purple Pain. Okay.
So we're going to play Purple Rain by Prince.
Love it. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7 and Prince, Purple Rain. Sarah, do remind us, why are we playing that record?
Because we were talking about the Baltimore Ravens, a.k.a. the Purple Pain.
Purple Pain, right.
Yeah.
And that's real close to it. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Ready, go.
All right. The Ravens were named after the Edgar Allan Poe poem because he spent part of his career in Baltimore and is buried there.
They are one of the only NFL teams with a marching band.
And they are one of two teams to be undefeated in multiple Super Bowl appearances.
That must be nice. That really, really must be nice. Congratulations to them, the Baltimore Ravens. And one of the younger NFL teams?
Yeah, it was established in 1996.
Sarah, you are older than the Baltimore Ravens.
Yes, I am. And so are you.
Well, that goes without saying. Folks want to learn more about the Ravens. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
It is up there. The origins of the Buffalo Bills, the Chicago Bears, and the Baltimore Ravens. Now, two more to go. Who's it going to be? Do you know yet? Have you picked out your Thursday and Friday editions?
Absolutely not.
Do you have a short list?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll settle for that. Back tomorrow, fresh episode of 410.
Okay.
If you don't mind. Rolling Stones, we've got much more on the way. Your song request, something you want to hear on the drive at 5. It's not too early. Call or text 222-4000, and we will do our best to get those songs on for you after 5 o'clock.